Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States has joined other countries and the UN in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of a dozen parliamentary deputies of the pro-Kurdish HDP, the country's third largest political party. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb killed nine, wounded more than 100 others near a police station in southeastern Turkey, where some of the lawmakers were being held. Heavy fighting has erupted between jihadists and Iraqi special forces in eastern Mosul as they continue their push deeper into the Islamic State stronghold backed by U.S. airstrikes. Those are strikes led by the U.S. Meantime, in Geneva, the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights said Islamic State militants are continuing to forcibly transfer civilians to the city of Mosul to shield themselves. With less than 100 hours of campaigning left, polls show the U.S. presidential race is tightening. Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump are campaigning almost nonstop. Clinton campaigning here in the state of Michigan.
Our progress is on the line. Everything that has happened up until this point is on the line.
And Trump criticized Clinton for using a private email server when she was Secretary of State.
How can Hillary manage this country when she can't even manage her emails? Did you ever see? Hey, folks, let's forget all of this stuff. What a mess.
Clinton holds a slight edge over Trump in polling with the election set for Tuesday. National poll indicates that many people are disgusted with both candidates. This is VOA News. Paris authorities have begun an operation to clear more than 3,000 migrants from a camp in the northeastern sector of the French capital. Officials gathered several hundred male migrants for transport in a part of the camp housing Afghans. This man among them.
In Paris, we pass a bad life, hungry sometimes, you know. You know the situation, but maybe you already recorded this is not the life that we passed here.
The operation in Paris comes after a major campaign last week to clear the so-called Calais Jungle, a migrant camp in the north, which has for years served as a jumping-off point for migrants attempting to stow away on trucks and trains bound across the English Channel for Britain. Some 6,000 people, mostly Afghans, Sudanese, and Eritreans, have been living in the Calais encampment in what has been called squalid conditions as Europe struggles with its worst migration crisis since World War II. UN aid agencies are warning the humanitarian crisis in South Sudan is getting worse as famine looms. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
The World Food Program reports a 38-truck convoy carrying food for about 1 month arrived in the South Sudanese town of Yei. The agency says the food and other relief supplies will be a lifesaver for thousands of families who have been trapped in the area for 4 months because of fighting and insecurity. WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lucia says thousands of people in Yei and throughout South Sudan are fleeing intensified violence that stems from the country's nearly three-year conflict.
Up to 4 million people, a third of the population in South Sudan, are severely food insecure, meaning a third of the country doesn't know where the next meal is coming from.
Lucia says humanitarian agencies have helped to stave off catastrophe so far, but she says funds to carry out life-saving operations are running out. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Massive demonstration in the Indonesian capital Jakarta against the governor turned violent when protesters burned police cars and officers responded with tear gas as well as water cannon. Police say at least one person was killed, seven were wounded in the violence. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry next week will go to Antarctica. He'll become the first Secretary of State and the most senior U.S. official ever to visit the frozen continent. Remoteness of the destination means Mr. Kerry will be out of the United States on Election Day. South Pole is 14,000 kilometers away from the U.S. Capitol. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Davis here. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with two modern jazz masters who remember two other jazz greats who left us too early, gone but not forgotten. I like to present this themed program from time to time. It gives us a chance to look back at the lives and careers and the music of some of the greats of jazz past, some of which left us far too early. And that certainly is the case, in my humble estimation, with the two great pianists we'll be focusing on in this next hour, George Duke and Horace Silver. And you'll hear from George Duke's cousin, Diane Reeves, the award-winning vocalist, and from a gentleman who got his first break in the big time in jazz by being invited to work with Horace Silver. He is trumpeter Dave Douglas. Get ready for their stories and the stories of these two jazz greats and lots of their music. Let's begin with something new. Here is the groovin' sound of organist Mike LaDon and his Groover Quartet, featuring some of the finest players around these days, Eric Alexander, Peter Bernstein, Joe Farnsworth, and Vincent Herring. From the new album, That Feelin', let's begin this hour of Jazz America with a groove, the song entitled Sweet Papa Lou.
Thank you. The album My Old Friend Celebrating George Duke. That is Al Jarreau with a duet with George Duke's cousin, the award-winning vocalist, just like Mr. Jarreau, Diane Reeves. Together, they sang the title cut from one of George Duke's most famous works, Brazilian Love Affair. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America. And now, I hope you'll enjoy some thoughts from Diane Reeves herself about her cousin, the wonderful pianist, composer, vocalist, band leader, and award winner, George Duke, here on VOA's Jazz America. I have run into Diane Reeves in a number of places over the years, but never in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the center of the USA. And she's here to be part of a beautiful event, the American Pianist Association Cole Porter Fellowship Competition. And it is great to see you again.
Oh, it's great to be here. It's great to see you, too.
One last thing, Diane. I can't speak with you unless I bring up George Duke's name, because I never saw him without a smile on his face. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he said some negative things.
Believe me, you never wanted to.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
You're bringing it back down to earth, because I was feeling awfully sad about his passing. Yeah. I felt like he almost died of a broken heart after his wife passed away. But you worked with him to the very end, and I know you loved him deeply, no matter how much trouble he may have given you down through the years.
No, I never did. I mean, that smile, you're right about it. You know, but if it wasn't there, you knew it was something that really got to him. But the thing that I love about George is he invited everybody in. You know, I would see people meeting him, you know, and they walk away like they'd been friends forever, you know. But he was an impeccable musician, and he could do any and everything. And, you know, I go back and I look at things from the Mothers of Invention with Frank Zappa, and just on through, you know, all the things that
Dexter
he
Gordon,
did.
Everybody. Al Jarreau and Diane Reeves.
Cannonball Adderley. Yeah. I mean, just everybody in, you know, Brazilian music, just everything. And he was at home with anything that he did.
Yeah, I played a piece on VOA recently that was one from your live recording in the moment, and you brought him on stage and introduced
he produced
him as
that record.
Yeah, and brought him on as this is my cousin and one of my favorite piano players and my confidant or
my confidant. Absolutely. Because I could talk to him about anything.
Well, thank you for talking to us about all these things, and congratulations again on the Grammy Award for A Beautiful Life and for your beautiful self and sharing it with us, Diane Reeves. And
all right, thank you.
George Duke showing us his fiery side with the song Hot Fire from his album Reach For It. George Duke came from the San Francisco Bay Area in Northern California, and it's not really known as a place where many great jazz musicians were born, though many certainly fostered their careers by playing the wonderful clubs and venues in San Francisco. One of the artists that was born there is the legendary saxophonist and composer Paul Desmond, famous for his song Take Five and so many more with the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Well, here is Paul Desmond from his solo release Skylark with his composition Take 10 on Jazz America from VOA 1. Recorded about a decade after he had released with the Dave Brubeck Quartet Take 5, the groundbreaking work from the album Time Out, came Paul Desmond's solo work Skylark and the song Take 10. Hope you enjoyed that here on Jazz America. We've got one more of the greats of jazz history who left us far too early, but who is gone but not forgotten. Horace Silver coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. Jazz America at voanews.com. And here's a message I've received, which reads as follows. Hello, yesterday, Saturday, you broadcast very good music, Mike Mignieri and big bands. Most of the time, I live in Kiev, Ukraine. Now I am in Batumi in the country of Georgia, and I'm sometimes in the U.S., an American citizen by passport. Vladimir Zanovsky. Well, Vladimir, thank you very much, and as you wrote to me, all the best. And here's some music just for you and everybody who happens to be listening in Kiev or in Batumi. It is the music of, I think, one of the most underrated composers and pianists around today, George Cables. But George Cables is well known in the music community, and on his new release, the George Cables Songbook, just out in the last couple of weeks, he has a host of great players joining with him, and a wonderful singer, too. I thought I'd share with you this vocal piece written by George Cables, with Sarah Elizabeth Charles joining him on vocals for the song Think on Me. George Cables from the George Cables Songbook, beginning this set of music on VOA's Jazz America. one of the most versatile and accomplished trumpeters in jazz today, Dave Douglas, from his album Keystone. That's a piece entitled Famous Players. And speaking of famous players, Horace Silver, one of the most famous players of all time, has brought in so many fantastic musicians to play with him over the years. Among them, great trumpet players like Dave Douglas and Randy Brecker, and I could go down a long list of some of the most famous players ever. He gave so many young players their first break, and that's the story with Dave Douglas in relation to working with Horace Silver, another of those greats of jazz history who is gone but not forgotten. Let's get those thoughts from Mr. Douglas and then follow that with a live performance from the 1958 Newport Jazz Festival, introduced by VOA's own Willis Conover back in those days. And it will be Horace Silver and another fantastic band here on Jazz America. Now, from the days of education and to the days of becoming a professional, that is a quantum leap. It's not the easiest one to take. And I guess the old cliche is you need somebody to give you your first big break, your first helping hand, your first step up the ladder. You're laughing, but did you have a number of helps, a number of helpers?
Yeah. Countless. I feel like maybe it's just these days it doesn't work that way anymore, that maybe it used to be you'd get your one big break and it would go. And now I think the way it is to survive as a working musician, it takes a lot of breaks and a lot of people to help you. And a lot of imagination and a willingness to experiment and have an open mind and a willingness to communicate with people, to talk about experience and what you're doing. So working with Horace Silver was an incredible experience for me, and I learned a lot, and I wish I could thank him again for keeping me on when I probably wasn't doing as good of a job as I should have been doing playing with him. But the funny thing about that experience was it was the first time I'd been out of town on tour on the road for that length of time, and when I came back from this long tour, it was all gone. People lose your number really fast. So it was a blessing in disguise, because that was when I decided, okay, if I'm going to have a career in this music, I'm going to have to take the bull by the horns.
The last group of the afternoon features, as leader and pianist, a man who is influential not only as pianist, but as composer. Like Thelonious Monk and Duke Ellington, he has created engaging originals for his own group to play, which then have become part of the standard jazz repertoire. Horace Silver, the Horace Silver Quintet. Thank you.
annual blues recorded at the 1958 Newport Jazz Festival, the legendary Horace Silver. Now, here's another legend from Cuba, trumpeter Arturo O'Farrell, from his salute to Dizzy Gillespie, Dear Diz, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Very happy birthday to Arturo Sandoval, born on the 6th of November in 1949. That's his salute to Dizzy Gillespie, Things to Come, from the album Dear Diz. Russ Davis here, and what's to come on the next Jazz America? Well, we'll look at the career and lives of four of the artists in jazz today that hail from the Caribbean and from South America. Jamaica's Monte Alexander, Venezuela's Edmar Castaneda, Michel Camilo from the Dominican Republic, and Arturo O'Farrell, born in Mexico City, of Cuban heritage. The Caribbean-South American-Latin connection on the next Jazz America. Join me, won't you?